Great question. The Manufacturing Podcast offers news and information for the people who make, store, and move things, and those who manage and maintain the facilities where that work gets done.
Welcome back to Supply Chain Insider, part of the Great Question podcast series. I'm Adrienne Selko, Senior Editor of Material Handling and Logistics. And in this episode, we'll be talking about the MODEX 2024 trade show held in March in Atlanta. Joining me is Editor-in-Chief Dave Blanchard, who just got back from the show and will let us know what he found to be some highlights of the show. So welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Adrienne.
So, Dave, for the benefit of our listeners who might not have ever been to a MODEX show before, can you give us a quick summary of what the show is all about?
Sure. That's a great idea, since we have a lot of listeners of the Great Question podcast who might not have ever even attended or even heard of MODEX before. So I'll give you the quick highlights of what MODEX is. It's basically a huge trade show, probably one of the bigger ones in the country. It's focused almost entirely on material handling, but there are some other supply chain types of solutions, including transportation, logistics, distribution, and some packaging. But it's mostly material handling. Now, MODEX itself, the actual name MODEX, relatively new. It dates back to the year 2012, so 12 years ago, and since it's a every other year sort of a show, it's only been, you know, like six or seven times. But it alternates with the much better known ProMat show, which is held in odd numbered years in Chicago. Before 2012, the MODEX show, under a different name, was held in either Cleveland or Detroit. As someone who has lived in both Atlanta and in Cleveland, I will admit that the weather in Atlanta in March, which is when they hold the show, it's usually a lot nicer than it is in Cleveland, but I still kind of miss it being held in Cleveland. Anyways, the final numbers for this year's MODEX show, they weren't announced yet, but they probably will be announcing it within the next couple of weeks when they tally it all up. There were at least 1,200 exhibitors. This was held at the Atlanta World Congress Center, the Georgia World Congress Center is what they call it. And in years past, most of it was held in Hall B, the biggest area of that convention center. And then they had some spillovers in another hall. Well, this year they filled up all of Hall B and all of Hall C, the spillover area. So they created a whole new area. They also had a Hall A, which they had never used before for exhibitors, but they had filled that one up pretty well as well. So I think they were expecting the final tally to be somewhere around 50,000 attendees, which is just incredible. I think 2 years ago, the first MODEX after the pandemic, they were around 37,000, 38,000, I think. So that's quite considerable growth.
That is impressive. Would you say then that the growth of MODEX reflects the overall health of the material handling industry?
Yeah, that's a question I asked a lot of the exhibitors as well as the attendees. I always like to get a get the temperature of the room, as they say, find out what people are really experiencing. Because you look at a show with exhibitors in three different halls and 1,200 exhibitors, 50,000 some attendees, you figure, wow, this definitely is reflective of a very healthy and vibrant material handling community. And to some extent, I'm sure that's true, but to some extent, maybe not so much. So just to give some historical context, it was during MODEX week, March of 2020, when the pandemic was officially announced here in the U.S. And I remember just 4 years ago, it was kind of an eerie ghost town sort of a vibe, with a lot of the exhibitors and as well as many of the attendees just not wanting to get on an airplane and travel to a big trade show. And it wasn't officially a pandemic yet, but people were already wearing masks and they weren't shaking people's hands like you used to see at trade shows. Anyways, it was actually that same week when the pandemic was declared. So COVID kind of has a close relationship in some sense, I guess, with MODEX. Anyways, as COVID kind of turned the supply chain upside down and sideways over the past several years, it resulted I don't know if it's ironic or just a natural result, but it resulted in a boom time for any kind of company that sold e-commerce solutions since, as we all know so well, for many months, people weren't really interested or even felt like they ought to be going into retail stores or restaurants or anywhere else in person. And many companies shifted their employment to, you know, work from home mode. So a lot of their employees didn't even come into the office. They worked from home. So that meant that any company who was selling warehousing and distribution solutions that could, you know, move products rapidly through the supply chain and get them to that last mile, get them delivered, not just to a distribution center or to a loading dock, but to somebody's house or to an office building. Those kind of solutions were extremely popular and very much in demand. The big capital equipment sorts of purchases where people were buying forklifts and shelves and robots and any kind of big ticket items, those were kind of on back order forever, as we know, you know, just trying to get products ordered off of Amazon or anything else. You know, it was varying in how long it might take to get something. Amazon did a great job. Every other company trying to do what Amazon was doing was finding it rather difficult. So companies wanted to kind of react and follow that Amazon model. How can we get our products made and delivered as quickly as possible so that we don't lose a sale? So many of the companies who were at MODEX this year kind of had that boom cycle going for the last couple of years, where just about anything they had, people wanted to buy. You know, they were interested, whether it's, you know, forklifts or autonomous mobile robots or even basic things like labeling and printing and that kind of thing. Very popular, very necessary to keep the supply chain going. But whenever you have a roller coaster, you know, you're going to be at the top, which is where we were a couple of years ago. And now that roller coaster has kind of gone down. Material handling historically has always been a roller coaster ride in terms of the market. So you go up and you go down and you up and you go down. So we're right now, the best indication I got from the people I talked to was that we've probably reached the bottom and are starting to go back up in terms of how eager people, not just eager, but in terms of actually having a budget to purchase more solutions. If you say, well, there's 50,000 people at MODEX, there's a lot of eagerness and there's a lot of interest. It remains to be seen if that shakes out into us hitting another peak year for material handling sales. But all indications, if you just use MODEX as your bellwether, it seems to be we're back to where we ought to be.
So with regard to the technologies, what types of technologies are getting the most interest right now?
Yeah, good question. And I tried to get an answer to that, and I got it in a number of different ways. If you just listen to the hype, if you just walked around the show floor, well, you saw a lot of robots everywhere. Everybody had I wouldn't say everybody had a robot, but everybody was reacting to the increased interest. I won't say increased demand, but there is an increased interest in intelligent solutions, which just means being able to tap into technology that can better predict supply chain issues. So if you just listen to the hype, artificial intelligence just seems to be at the top of mind for many of the people at the show. But I don't know that that's actually the case. Many people today believe AI itself is something kind of new. In part, they're right. If you're talking about generative AI, which would be ChatGPT, those sorts of solutions that are kind of aimed at consumers, not necessarily business users, consumers who are intrigued by, I've heard ChatGPT kind of described as Google on steroids, because it not only gives you fully fleshed out answers to search engine type questions, but, you know, you can create images, you can create videos, all sorts of things that a simple search engine might not be able to do. Early in my career, so we're going back to the 1990s, I used to cover AI when the emphasis back then was on business cases. So how can AI help companies do a better job developing products or scheduling their labor, determining optimum transportation routes for the vehicles, that kind of thing. And here we are, the year is now 2024, and we're still trying to find AI-based solutions really to the same problems. Those problems haven't really gone away. They change a little bit, but we're still trying to figure out, can AI help us make better decisions? The ultimate AI solutions, the ones that can make companies more competitive at the supply chain level, such as being better able to predict product demand or develop risk profiles of your suppliers to react to geopolitical disruptions, those sorts of AI solutions are, they're kind of few and far between. They're in the works. They've been in the works for a long time. And I don't know that they've quite reached the point of being, proven and ready for mass consumption.
Okay, so in addition to what you just talked about with the AI, what other supply chain technologies do you see being in demand right now?
I mentioned the robots. And by robots, I don't mean like the production robots, because this was a material handling show, more like the warehouse robots, the AMRs, the AGVs, those sorts of autonomous vehicles that can help move products through a warehouse or a distribution center, and in some cases, even through a yard. MHI is the organization that sponsors the MODEX show. And every year at the show, at MODEX and at ProMat, they produce an annual report with Deloitte Consulting, one of the big consulting companies. And they actually look at that question, what are the big supply chain technologies that people are in demand, you know, that people are asking for, that are curious about. The results kind of look the same every year because the survey questions tend to be forward-looking. And I guess that's kind of the nature of all surveys. But this year's survey indicates that more than half, okay, so they I should set this up. They polled, MHI and Deloitte polled 1,700 supply chain professionals, people who are the users of the technology, and more than half of those supply chain professionals, so 55%, indicated that their supply chain budgets increased over the past year. Didn't say by how much, but they all have a bigger budget. They spent more on supply chain technology last year than they did the previous year. Of that number also, 88%, so very high percentage, 88% plan to spend over $1 million this year, and 42%, so not quite half, but 42% plan to spend over $10 million on supply chain technology in 2024. According to the survey, this level of spending indicates, this is a quote, indicates that the majority of surveyed businesses recognize the value of investment in a robust and efficient supply chain in ensuring smooth operations, reducing costs, and improving customer satisfaction. That's right out of the MHI Deloitte report. So to really answer your question, what are they spending money on specifically, in terms of what have companies actually purchased and adopted and implemented? Well, again, it's kind of, is this stuff really material handling? The number one technology, actually it's a tie, the number one implemented technology is a tie between cloud computing and 3D, and in some cases 4D printing. I don't know that I would consider either one of those as strictly supply chain solutions. Those tend to just be solutions, technology solutions, but they were at the top of the adoption list. So if you kind of take those out of the running for a minute, another prevalent and heavily utilized technology is inventory and network optimization tools, followed by advanced analytics. So analytics is kind of the same thing. The technology aims to get at the same kind of thing that AI tries to get at. So the idea of using the power of computer software to analyze and predict data, in this case, supply chain data, has been used by companies for quite a few years in various ways. supply chain planning solutions, for instance, all those software products are based on traditional AI, not the generative AI that we all hear about these days, but on a different type of AI technology. You know, it's just smarter intelligence built into the software. So flipping it there, I'm always curious to see what's at the bottom of the list. What's the technology that people just aren't quite ready to put into their operations? Curiously, drones was one of them. And when you think about it, I mean, since most of these users were focusing on warehousing, you just don't see a whole lot of warehouse drones. There are a few. I see pictures of them all the time. They seem it seems almost like those pictures are AI generated themselves. I've never been actually in a warehouse where they're using drones. I'm sure they're being tested and they're being used in some cases, but the adoption of drones right now is very minimal for that type of solution. At the very bottom of the list, as far as I could tell, is blockchain. So people are still trying to figure out enough solid business cases for blockchain to help move the needle on its adoption. I have a lot more that I can say and that I will say about the MODEX show. I won't do it on this podcast. It's just kind of an appetizer for I'm writing a show report that will appear in on our magazine and on its website. The material handling and logistics website is mhlnews.com. And all the listeners to this podcast, if you'd like to learn a little bit or a lot more about all the new products that were introduced at MODEX, as well as supply chain products that are introduced throughout the year, you can subscribe to our Products of the Week newsletter, which is also available at mhlnews.com. So that is just like an hors d'oeuvre, an appetizer, if you will, of some of the things that I saw at MODEX.
Well, thank you, Dave, very much for your insight. And we look forward to hearing a lot more about what you saw at the show. And please join us next time for more insights into the latest trends in supply chain management and solutions here at Supply Chain Insider. Thank you.
Thanks, Adrian.